Don't Give Up Radio Show with Jackie Wayans. Inspiration through word and... Don't Give Up Radio Show with Jackie Wayans. Inspiration through word and song for you.
Though your world is torn apart and you're left with a broken heart and you feel that there's no real healing inside. Oh no, but this I know it's more than a feeling. Jesus said it in his word, you cannot feel it, just believe it. He'll make everything, he'll make it all.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am so happy that we are here again another week. Life is good and God is good, and we are just a little bit better and a little bit greater because of his wonderful greatness and what he's been able to do in us even today. You are here, you're alive, you're breathing, made it through certain circumstances that you didn't think you would, and that is the don't give up mentality. That is the don't give up spirit, and that's what we celebrate here on this radio show. We want you to know that if you can encourage yourself in word and in song, you can reach into that greatness that is inside of you. And tonight, we're going to be talking about the fact that all of us are born with natural materials, raw materials, if you will, inside of us, kind of like a coal. And under the compression of life, a diamond can be produced. It doesn't look like that in the beginning, but over time, that process brings us to something marvelous. And I'm so thankful that for this episode, we have Martha Cooper Hudson to talk about this process, even using her own life. She is now CEO, executive producer of I'm Possible, and a wonderful women's ministry called Women of Greatness. And indeed, she is a woman of greatness. I'm so glad to have you on tonight, Martha. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Jackie, for having me this evening.
It's a pleasure. And, you know, we've been talking about it for a while, and we got the date, and it's happened. And I know God's timing is always the perfect timing. So I believe whoever is going to be listening tonight, this is what they need to hear.
Absolutely.
This is what they need to associate with. So, you know, as I was just setting things up and looking at this analogy of raw material, and even if it's something as simple as baking a cake, you know, you have your flour, you have your egg, you have your salt, and each thing in itself is nothing spectacular, but when you put it all together, the mix can come out and you can have something absolutely delicious and fabulous. So I want to find out about the raw materials that were present in your life way back when, you know, when you were just starting out in life and just developing, and not all raw materials, like I said, look very attractive. So what were your materials, your ingredients, if you will?
Wow, Jackie, and I love the way you put that. Because, see, I tell people what made and what Martha is actually made of. She's made of she's a child of a single mother who was denied by her father until his death. See, she was a child who had an alcoholic stepfather who subjected her to the emotional and raw abuse that occurred in her life. See, I tell people, Jackie, don't trust what it looked like now, because that process wasn't easy. And sometimes people, they will say, you know, oh, I wish I was her, or I wish I was him. But could you walk in their shoes? Because they didn't always look like a diamond. There was a lot of pressure that was applied to them and into their lives, but they did not bend under pressure. They didn't give up under pressure. And out of that pressure came some gold, came some diamonds, and came some orange juice. I tell people all the time, you cannot get juice unless there's pressure.
Mm, absolutely. Wow. I'm listening to just, you said a mouthful already. I mean, those things, so many of the households of America right now is run by single moms. So right away, most of us can relate to you in terms of understanding what it means to be raised by a single mother. And it almost goes hand in hand that because you weren't raised by a single mother, that there was no father figure available in the home for many of us. But there was a natural born father figure for you, and he actually denied that you were his child all the way to his deathbed. And that's a difficult pain to bear. And as we talk, we're going to come back to that and see how that, you know, molded you and directed your mentality. And then on top of that, your stepfather was, you know, an alcoholic. And the emotional abuse that comes with that, we've heard from even other guests on the show. Bunny DeBarge shared, you know, just what that feels like. Can you go back and talk to us a little bit about the thoughts and emotions that impact a young girl's life? And I know you had a sibling as well. How does your day function? How are you impacted when you're living under that type of emotional tension?
Jackie, I was angry. I was a very angry child, but a lot of that anger I held in, and it came out through my rebellious attitude and my rebellious mentality, because I felt as if I wanted, you know, and it wasn't until later that I really discovered. I remember my mom asking me, why did I do some of the things that I did? And Jackie, I just wanted her to feel the pain that we felt, or that I felt as the oldest of three children. And, you know, being the oldest, you tend to take the brunt of the abuse because you're trying to shield your siblings from that. And so with that, I was angry. I was angry. I felt that she opened us up to that life, and that life for me led to a rebellious teenage years that, you know, I became that rebellious teenager. So it was raw. It was really raw there, and it took some time to get past that, Jackie.
Right. Of course. It's only natural, and no one really expects the mind of a developing teenager to be able to process all of that, because you're already going through so many physiological and physical and emotional and in some cases spiritual things as well. What's the flip side of this? What were the positive things? What was working inside of you? You know, what were the things that were holding you together?
You know, Jackie, the thread that was holding me together, the number one piece that was holding me together was Jesus. And was Jesus Christ, and it was my mother who, no matter what, Jackie, no matter what we did, no matter what we did on a Saturday night, Sunday you were going to be in church. She put us into everything underneath the sun inside of church. And, you know, with that, I had great academics. Yeah, I was very bright student at our high school in Fort Pierce, Florida. And so I had academics and the extracurricular activities that really kept me moving forward. And the fact that, you know, I was liked and loved by many. So I was able to put on that facade, you know, that smile that made everything okay. But, you know, being able to get away from it through my academics, and take myself into many different places through my imagination, hey, and the love of God, and knowing that he had me and that I had a foundation built on him, really were the key components. And that was that thread that held Martha Shinette Cooper Hudson together.
Wow. Isn't the imagination amazing in terms of how it can protect and preserve a life? Because I listened to Tyler Perry's story and how when he was going through the abuse in his home, that his imagination was able to create these stories and these worlds for him to escape into. And even myself as an only child, you know, being very isolated and going through my own rejections, that I did the same thing. And so the mind can be a very powerful tool to protect us and to help us get to where we need to go. And it's amazing to me that often you have kids that are going through so much, and yet they have these areas that they thrive in, and they're doing excellently. They're really achieving, and I'm hearing that in you. And that academic strength that you had actually landed you scholarships so that you could go to college and not worry about it, but you actually weren't ready for that level of responsibility. Talk to me about the college readiness that you didn't have at that point in time.
Jackie, you're right. I wasn't ready for that. You know, going through 12 years of school, great academics, pushing myself all the way through, and then one day receiving a full-fledged academic scholarship to Florida A&M University in Tallahassee, Florida, from the president himself, who came to our city to give me that four-year academic scholarship. And I asked one question of my mother. I asked her, I said, "Mom, can I stay home, Jackie, for at least a semester?" And, of course, my mother, being a person who only had a sixth grade education, she looked at her oldest child and she knew that, and she always would tell me that once I got it up top in my head, no one could take it away, and that education was my ticket to freedom, and that I did not have to work and struggle as hard as she did throughout her life, because unfortunately in South Carolina at that time she wasn't able to pursue an education the way that I was in Florida. So with that, I went on. She sent me on to Florida A&M because when you're the oldest, you have younger siblings who really look up to you and who really watch what you do. And so with that, I went on to Florida A&M in 1987, Jackie, and I did absolutely nothing the entire first year. But I tell people all the time that out of all the classes that I registered in, out of all the classes that I took, I am a phenomenal racquetball player, Jackie. I am mean once those doors are closed. You know, you can ask my husband that, because I made two A's in racquetball and I made F's in every other class. Why? I have the slightest idea. I was tired. I did not want to go to class. I just wanted to rest. And that's exactly what I did. I got a lot of rest, I had a lot of fun, and I learned how to play racquetball, Jackie. And I tell you what, and as I tell parents when I'm speaking all over this United States and all over the world, Jackie, I tell them, I say, listen to your child.
Right.
Because they may be speaking from a place that they just need you to understand.
Yeah.
You know, and people ask me, "Martha, would you change anything about that era and that time in your life?" And I said, I would not, simply because all of that mess became a part of the message that God was preparing me for years down the line, and I had no clue. But I understand, the bigger the pain, the bigger the purpose.
You're absolutely right. My middle girl took 2 years off. I allowed her to do that. And now she's more passionate about school than ever, and no one can throw a wet blanket on that fire that she has. But she needed
Absolutely.
That time to figure out why it was valuable and why it was right for her. And now that she has, no one can take it away. No one can take that away from her. Now, you came back home, and you were in for quite a rude awakening. What did your mother say to you?
Wow, Jackie, here's what I love about my mother and my aunt. My mother is an identical twin. I'm named after my mother's twin sister. Now, they are very real. What you see is what you get, what they think is coming out of their mouth. So the first thing, when I returned home to a lot of family ridicule. The fact that, they called me by my middle name. Shinette wasn't going to amount to anything. Where is Shinette? Oh, she flunked out of college. She's just working, you know, a job here and a job there. She's never going back to school. She's not going to do this. And it was their fear of the fact that I was out of school, and they didn't believe enough in me to know that I was going to make it one day. They just didn't know how. So from that, Jackie, my mom said to me, she let me come back home. And she said to me, One day she walked into my room. She had the classifieds from the Sunday's newspaper. She looked at me. She put the newspaper on the bed, and she said, "Chinette," she said, "you want to be an adult? Welcome to an adult world." She said, "here is the classifieds from the Sunday's paper. You have 30 days to find you a full-time job. In 30 days, rent will start. Rent is due on the first of the month. I ask that you have my money on the kitchen counter on the first of the month. Mm-hmm. If it's not in on the first, it's late by the fifth. If it is not paid by the 15th, Chinette, you can't live here because you made the decision to not go to class and do what you needed to do academically so that you wouldn't have to live like this. And I am making a decision because every decision has a consequence. Every choice that you make, there's a positive or a negative side to that." So she said to me, "if you ever, ever, ever go back to college and get a college degree, you'll pay for it yourself. And maybe then you would learn to appreciate it." And I tell you what, Jackie, after working full-time jobs, two full-time jobs, I ended up putting myself through the junior college there in my hometown of Fort Pierce, Florida. From there, I met my husband. He introduced me to South Carolina State University.
You know, we are going to come back and tell everyone about those juicy tidbits. But right now, we're going to take a little musical interlude to encourage, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more.
Absolutely.
Bye.
Don't Give Up Radio Show with Jackie Wayans. Inspiration through word and song for you.
I'll never let go of his hand. You know, I say it every week, Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, you shall be saved. And that's where the relationship began. That's where it all starts. And with Martha, she had that relationship. So even when she hit a wall, even when crisis came in, even when the struggle and the difficulty of having to now take care of herself completely at a very young age hit her life, she was able to be encouraged by this song and understand that she could hold on to God's unchanging hands. And, you know, Martha, when we tell our stories, we always like to rush to the finish line and let everyone know that it is okay. But, you know, the process is what we're talking about today. We're talking about the pressure points and being in that dark place for a while, because it takes a while to dig yourself out of that. In fact, we don't dig ourselves out. The Lord takes us through the process until we become who we ought to be. And so you're in a fight here where you're, you know, taking on all this responsibility. And I wanted to get a sense from you of how did you begin to manage yourself on a day-to-day process as you now have to work and you more than one job and, you know, take care of yourself. What kept you pushing through that moment?
Wow, Jackie, I tell you what, I've always been a fighter. I've always had to fight. So therefore, having a fighter's and a winner's mentality was something that really, really stuck with me. I was one that was determined not to give up because I had a lot to prove. And so with that, I had to find that motivation from other sources. I had to utilize someone else's eyes in order to see my possibilities, Jackie. I had to engage in positive personal development books by Les Brown. I had to read, you know, Think and Grow Rich. I had to read things that was speaking to my soul back then in 1987 and 1988. You know, I read one of the stories that touched my heart more than anything was Gifted Hands by Dr. Ben Carson. Yes. And I would read that book over and over again, and I started to look through the eyes, you know, when I listen to Les Brown and I hear him say Mamie Brown's baby boy, when they said that he wasn't going to be anything, Jackie, that he would never amount to anything, when they took his house back and he had to go back to the place where the place he started from when he bought his mom his house. I was there. I could feel that pain. But I tell you what, that song, Never Letting Go of His Hand, Still Holding On by Luther Barnes and the Redbud Choir, every time I hear that song, it ministers to the soul, because many a night I laid in my bed not knowing how I was going to do it, Jackie, but just knowing that my hands were in his hands and that he would never leave me nor forsake me. And even when my mother and father forsake me, he would put me in his bosom and keep me there and let me know that everything would be okay. And so with that, Jackie, those were my motivators. You know, I'm a firm believer that a winner will always find a way to win. And no matter what, they will never, ever give up.
Excellent. Excellent. That is a quotable for tonight. Someone tweet that right now and put it out there. I'm taken by this image of your hand in God's hand. Now, if your hand is in someone's hand, then you're trusting them to lead you, to partner with you, to guide you. And the thing with God is that we cannot predict the path that he will take us on. And for you, one of the jobs that you had while you were in college became a revelatory, purposeful position for you. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. You know, Jackie, it's funny because when I first took this position as a drug and alcohol counselor for teens, that was one of my full-time jobs there at Data House in Fort Pierce, Florida. And my mission was to take this job, Jackie, and to help change every young child's life that I possibly could, so that especially the males, so that they could not grow up and live a life of alcoholism like my stepfather and bring on so much emotional pain, because he wasn't physically abusive, but he was emotionally abusive, and to bring on that emotional pain that sometimes cut even deeper than the physical abuse, you know. And I wanted to change every young person's life out there who began to use drugs, who became addicted to drugs or alcohol. And so becoming a drug and alcohol abuse counselor took me even through my bachelor's degree, and as a psychology major, I continued to work in that field until I went back to get my master's degree, Jackie. But during that time, and just recently, I had, you know, God gave me that epiphany, that aha moment. You know, as you're getting older and you're growing and you're learning, and you can hear him because you have a relationship that allows you to hear him even through a Category 5 hurricane. One day it came through like a Category 5 hurricane because God revealed to me. So many years I had anger build up for my stepfather. So many years. I said, why? I always would hear my mother's voice, and she would say, Shinette, when God has said to me I've had enough, I'll let that go. So for so many years, I felt as if we suffered. But God brought the revelation to me, and he said, he loved you enough. He loved your mother.
Your stepfather, right?
Yes, that my stepfather loved my mother enough to love her two children that was not from him, to give us, to adopt us and give us his last name so that we can have an identity on this planet. He did something that my father didn't have enough gumption to do, didn't have enough love for his two biological children to give us his last name. And here it was. This alcoholic man, my stepfather, loved us enough. And as I got older and as I started to break that down when God gave it to me, God simply said, you never knew where his leak came from.
Right.
But all we saw was the end leaking result. But it started way back in his childhood, and it wasn't our fault. And it wasn't his fault, but he did the best he could. But that revelation really took me by. It really took me back, Jackie.
I can hear it in your voice even now, you know, the very realness of that moment. But those are those powerful moments when you have your hand in God's hand, that he opens up your heart and gives you the ability to see things differently, gives you the ability to love on a different level, that it's just not natural. It's not human love at all. It's what we call the agape, the godlike love, to be able to see things on that level. I'm curious because all through our conversation so far, I can clearly hear you're a motivated person. You try to keep yourself on the positive. As you said many times, you're a fighter. You've got that gumption in you to win. And then we all have these moments where it's just like you bottom out, and that positivity that everyone else sees in you just seems to be gone. Like you wake up one morning and you don't even know where it went. So I'm wondering, you know, as the show is called Don't Give Up, did you have a moment like that where you felt like, you know what, I'm not sure if I can do this?
Jackie, I tell you what, that moment became very clear, and it came very clearly to me about 2 years ago. Jackie, 2 years ago, my husband and I, we were in such an amazing place. We were a part of a multi-million-dollar company. We had built a million-dollar organization in the industry of network marketing. We were some of the highest-paid individuals inside of this company. I was running all over this planet, sharing the word and building the business as I was. In January 2013. I was laying in a hotel room in Houston, Texas, and it came to me just as clear as I'm talking to you now. God said simply to me, I didn't give you this business for you to forget about your purpose. Jackie, fast forward. I'm still running this planet, and I'm still running the United States of America. And in June, I started going back and forth to New York. Every weekend from June to August, every weekend my family would drop me off at the airport. I would fly into JFK or LaGuardia, and then I would fly back on Sundays because I was determined, because me and God, we're having this conversation. I'm saying to him, God, I can't stop. I can't quit. I have so many people dependent upon me. I have so many families. My family is dependent upon me to continue this income that was very serious. You know, when you have a five-figure income coming in monthly from your hard work and dedication, you know, you just don't want to walk away from that. And one day I came home, Jackie, after a weekend in New Jersey, in the New York area, I came home and I found myself flat on the floor. I was crying. I was just wailing, Jackie, because my bank account said that I should be smiling, jumping, and being excited because it was long and strong. But my heart was empty, Jackie. I felt like a hamster on a wheel, and I was just running in circles and circles and circles, and I wanted to give up. I wanted to give up. That day, I surrendered all to God because I kept saying, there's something missing here. What am I missing? Because he gave me my purpose in 2007, but I did not pay attention to it the way that he wanted me to, and I shut it down to go into this company. What right. he allowed me to do when I surrendered all, I was able to see the life that I could have through all the multimillionaires within the company. But, Jackie, when I gave it to him that day, and I repented for not listening to him, and I said to him, now, if you want me to follow you, because I will trust you with all my heart, I will lean not onto anything that I know, and I will acknowledge you in every step of this process, and I know that you will guide my way. But if I am going to do this, Lord, you have to remove the taste of me ever standing in front of a room doing a business meeting and sharing this plan, because I am going to hold you to your word, because you said you would supply all of my needs according to your riches and glory, and that you would be there with me and you would never ever leave my side. So I'm going to need you, because this is how I'm talking to him that day. I'm going to need you to do what you say, because I will do what I say right now, Lord. Forgive me. And that day, Jackie, when I told my husband that I was walking away, I saw the fear come over his face.
Well, you know, I want to pause for a second, because I want to make sure our listeners understand what kind of finances you are talking about. Because I know I had a conversation with you one day, and you started to talk about, you know, someone, you know, who was thinking about walking away from, you know, $40,000 to $60,000 as an annual figure. And I'm like, well, you know, you people do that. You said monthly. You said monthly $40,000, $60,000, and I'm sure there are people who made more than that. So that is the type of money you're talking about walking away from. But to impact this even more, go back and tell us about Women of Greatness and when that was given to you and what was the purpose there, because you said he told you what your purpose was, but we didn't really actually hear about WOG. So talk to us about that.
Absolutely. In 2007, I was driving to work as a speech-language pathologist at that time. And as I was driving, I heard this voice within my car, Jackie, and no one was there. And the voice simply said, Women of Greatness. And I looked in my rearview mirror because I said, who is in my car? I kept driving just a little bit further, and it came again and said, women of greatness. So, Jackie, I knew that that was God speaking to me. I pulled over. I wrote the name down, and I continued to drive. And as I'm driving, I'm talking to God, and I said, now, God, you just gave me this, so you're going to have to share with me what Women of Greatness is and what do you want me to do with it. Well, to just fast forward just a little bit, he gave me my mission and my vision. And Women of Greatness is an organization. It is a company that equips, inspires, motivates, and empowers women to live a life of great health and wealth while walking and discovering their purposes. And with that, God said, the very first thing I need you to do is do a women conference. And I said, okay. But then he threw a boomerang in it, and he said, Jackie, but you have to do this. You have to prepare this by yourself. And I said, I can't ask for help. The answer was no. So I went out there and I planned my very first women conference at that point in time. I did two more, Jackie, 2 years later, and then I was introduced to the company that I ran with for 4 years before God pulled my strength.
That's the key there. That's the key. See, he had already revealed to you what he wanted you to do, right? Then the resource came of this very lucrative position that you had. And you ran with that, and Walt kind of fell to the wayside.
Yeah.
And so now we're coming back to this moment where you realize that though the bank account was full, your heart was empty, and that you needed to just surrender all. And when we talk about repent, we use that word, it simply means to turn away from the course that you are on and turn to God and the course that he has set for you. And that's what you decided to do. And now here you are, you tell your husband, and you're saying that you see this fear come over his face. Talk to us about what the days or months after you made that decision started to look like.
Jackie, once you make a decision to walk on purpose, and once he has shown you who you are, and you make that decision, Jackie, all hell starts to break loose at that time. Satan gets very upset because his job is to abort, delay, or derail the purpose that's inside of you. So when you said yes, when I said yes to my purpose, he got very angry. And everything, things started coming from the left, from the right. Bugs started hitting the windshields, and I tell people, if you pay too much attention to the bugs that's hitting on your car windshield and not paying attention to where you're going, you will have a crash. And so I decided, Jackie, that I was going to put blinders on. Because, I mean, when I say everything broke loose.
Martha, before you get to the blinders, I want more specifics. When you say all hell broke loose, what was happening? What was going on?
When I say all hell broke loose, Jackie, my car, all functional cars broke down. The mortgage company started to call. I had to look at going, doing something that I said I wasn't going to do, Jackie. I had to look at finding some income that was going to come inside of this household. And I said, God, if I ever had to go back to work, Jackie, if I ever had to, that it was going to be something that wasn't going to interfere inside of the purpose that he gave me. But, Jackie,
right,
I mean,
because you and your husband had already retired, right? You
absolutely
already made that decision. And so here you are. You made a decision to follow what God was telling you to do, to turn away from all the money, which makes no sense by human standards. And instead of things going smoothly, here we are with all these rocky bumps. And in those moments, those are the moments when we feel like shutting everything down, like closing the door. But there's strength that God puts in each one of us that we don't even realize we have. Whitney Houston sung it very well in her song, Didn't Know My Own Strength. Let's listen to that, and when we come back, we'll see exactly what God started to do in your life.
With my soul, I have nowhere to turn, I had nowhere to go. Lost sight of my dream, thought it would be the end of me. I thought I'd never make it through. I had no hope to hold on to. I thought I would break. I didn't know my own strength, and I crashed down and I tumbled, but I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. I didn't know my own strength, survived my darkest hour. My faith kept me alive. I picked myself back up, hold my head up high. I was not built to break. I didn't know my own strength. Oh, found hope in my heart. I found the light to light my way out of the dark. Found all that I
him here or there or whatever may have happened, but I put on those blinders so that I could not pay attention to the distractions that were going to come, because life is going to happen. It's supposed to happen. And I realized that these steps that I'm taking is a part of the process so that I could go ahead and get those things out of the way as God continued to elevate me. And so I stayed the course. I didn't give up because he said that your purpose will make room for you. He said that your purpose will prosper your hands and your works. And so I decided to stay that course and stand on him and his work, and I never look back. As I tell people, I don't moonwalk backwards because I'm not moonwalking over my past. I am walking forward to where it is he said I should go, and it may not be easy. That road is never easy. You can sit down and talk to anyone, but the road to success is always under construction. And so I decided to stay focused, Jackie, to never give up. Besides, I have two individuals that come in my room every morning, and they call me by the name of Mommy. Yes. And if I would have given up, I would have given up on their inheritance for their children and their children's children. So I couldn't give up on the ladies who email me and say, Martha, that one thing you said at that conference that you spoke to changed my life, or you don't know how you impacted and empowered me. And even when those days got rough, I never gave up because of something you said. See, I realized that it was never about me. And that pressure that you feel and that pain that you're going through, it's never for you. It's for someone else who's getting ready to go through it and need to know how you were able to get out of it. So for that, I stood firmly. I stood. And because I stood, God just started opening doors, Jackie. My purpose made room for me.
That's right. And you actually started to say before break that, you know, God was faithful to you through this whole process. Yes, you did have to do a few things differently, but even in that, he was faithful. Can you give maybe a specific example of how he showed himself faithful even when you had to do a few things differently?
Absolutely. Jackie, my husband and I, my husband has an after-school science program that is here at one of the local schools here. And I tell you what, because I had prayed, I said, if I ever had to go back into anybody's place of employment, Lord, just show me. Let it be something that is not going to interfere in this purpose that you have given me, and let it be something that I could do. Well, through the storm that came our way in our direction, Jackie, one day walking by, they told my husband, please tell your wife to come see me. This was the director of this particular school. And they said, please tell your wife to come see me. Jackie, I went to see them because they said, I've already investigated. I know that you have a master's plus 30 in speech language pathology, so you would be perfect for this position. The position we want to offer you, I want you to consider it, think about it, and then get back to me. And they said, we would like for you to be a part-time reading specialist for our school. And they apologized, Jackie, for the income that they could only offer me as a part-time 24 hours a week employee with them. Jackie, do you know that income that they offered me was more than the income that I was making on as a speech language pathologist for 12 and 13 years for our local school district. And I didn't even look for the job and didn't even know it was available, but God had them find me, and it allowed me to continue the purpose. But what it became, Jackie, was seed money for God's purpose. It became seed money to put back into this purpose that would allow Women of Greatness to go globally. It allowed Women of Greatness to start their city tours. It allowed us to do our conferences. It allowed us to bless individuals. So it became seed money, not a distraction, but it became seed money because he said he would supply all of our needs. And he did just that in my darkest hour, Jackie. He did just that.
You know, that's such a strong word of encouragement for any woman who's listening who wants to be an entrepreneur or has a dream or a passion they want to pursue. I mean, just hearing that, one, you have to be tenacious and you cannot think of giving up. You know, just the thought of it is already going to put that fail, safety fail in your system, and you don't want that there. You've got to be able to go after it at all costs, especially if you already know that God has said, this is what is for you. Trust me. I will help you through this at every step of the way. So I really want to thank you for sharing that. I'm curious. I want to go back to this situation that you had when we're talking about raw materials, and you were a little girl who had a father that rejected you until the day of his death. He never admitted that you were his child. And you had the stepfather, and God brought you to a revelatory place where you were able to understand that he did more than your natural father did, and that was a healing process. But you also talked about rejection from your family. You know, that when you came home from college, they were thinking to themselves or saying to you, you know, you're not going to make it, you're never going to achieve. And you had that stigma on you, and you even said to us during the broadcast, you know, that you felt you had something to prove. Where are you in your life today in regards to all of that? What is your family dynamic like?
Jackie, I am so at peace with my life. I forgave every individual who I felt hurt me in any form of fashion, Jackie. I let that go, and I forgave them because a hardened heart could not get the blessings that God wants to give them. So I let all of that go. I have a great relationship with my mother, my brother, my sister. We are in a good place, but Jackie, it took until December 5th of 2014, my 45th birthday, when I honored so many amazing women in my hometown because God told me to do it. He said you had to go back to where the chains was put on you in order for me to break those chains that was put on you in that city. And I went back, and I did just what he told me to do. And it was that moment, Jackie, that my mom realized that I wasn't the 16, 17, or 18-year-old who flunked out of college, but that I became an amazing 45-year-old woman that she was looking at, that she gave birth to, that she instilled some core values and skills inside of, but she was so caught up on that teenager from 20, 30 years ago, but she had an opportunity to see that. And I tell you what, Jackie, my life with God, I would not change this relationship that I have with God for nothing in the world. And I tell people all the time, it doesn't matter if your family doesn't understand or they don't see it. It's not for them to see and understand your relationship because they want to hold on to your past. You let them, but you continue to move forward in where it is that God has taken you, because once you accept him, you become a new creature. And he will do marvelous and miraculous things. And for me and my house, my babies are absolutely fantastic. My husband, I'm married to the most amazing man. You know, he calls me his, you know, I'm his rib. Can you tell my rib to come here, please? And to know that we live each and every day to do his will, to do God's will, for our lives, and life is absolutely fantastic.
You know, Martha, I've got to say, you are the type of guest that you just fill the air with energy and life. And I could just go talking to you for another hour, but unfortunately, our hour is gone. It's already been swept away. Tell the people where they can tap into you. How can they find you and hear more from you?
Several places. You can definitely go to MarthaCooperHudson.com, get on our mailing list to get your downloadables and your free giveaways there that will allow us to keep up with you and vice versa. You can find me on Facebook under Women of Greatness or under Martha Shanette Cooper Hudson. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at M. Cooper Hudson. Now, as you follow us and as you follow me, please make sure that you put your information in so that we can be in contact with you. Because, Jackie, September 4th through the 6th, we are going to have an amazing women conference. And our theme this year is Stand Up, Suit Up, and Walk in Your Purpose.
Love it, love it. And your wonderful show, I'm Possible, just speaking to the fact that because we are here and we are breathing and alive and we have a faith and a trust in a God who does not fail, and the Word says all things are possible through Him.
Yeah.
And I always end my show by reminding you that as you go for this next week that's going to come to you and face you, be your own best hero, because the greatest hero of all said that you were worth it when he gave his life for you at Calvary. I want to give a special thanks to Bridgepoint Media Productions, Lady LaDonna. She made the connection here, and this is just the beginning. I'm excited by what God is doing in your life, and I'm so thankful that you are able to share with our guests that when Jesus says yes to a thing in your life, there's nothing that can defeat that. Thank you, Martha, for being with us tonight.
Thank you for having me, Jackie, and I look forward to speaking with you again.